The challenger in the race, Marquette University law professor Ed Filone, says justices should be required to consider stepping down from cases that involve parties who've contributed large amounts to their campaigns. Current Supreme Court rules approved in 2010 make it possible for Supreme Court justices to sit on a case, regardless of how much a party in the suit might have contributed to that justice's election campaign. In a recent debate, Filone said that rule leads to a perception of bias and should be changed.
I think that when someone leaves the courthouse and they've perhaps lost their case, they need to feel that they were treated fairly. And when they discover that that judge had received substantial campaign contributions from someone on the other side of the aisle, either the party or their lawyer, they're going to doubt whether they were treated fairly.
But incumbent Justice Pat Rogensack defends the current rule. She says it's not realistic to assume a campaign contribution will influence a judge who's considering a case.
That just really isn't the circumstances. We have an elective system, and the judges are presumed to be honest, fair, and independent. So we have to be careful that in our efforts here about recusal, we don't basically besmirch the judiciary as a whole.
The two candidates also disagree about how to deal with campaign spending on issue ads paid for by unions or business groups. Here's an example, an excerpt of an ad in the current race paid for by a group connected to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
Pat Rogensack protected Wisconsin children, voting to close a loophole that would have let a sexual predator back on the street. Praised by prosecutors, Pat Rogensack saw the risk and put children's safety above all else.
The vote Rogensack is credited with casting to keep this particular sex offender incarcerated under the state sexual predator law refers to a majority opinion she wrote in 2004. Rogensack says ads like these, paid for by outside groups, are out of the control of the candidate they attack or support.
They don't ask you about it. They don't prove it with you. They don't tell you if they're going to do it. And the candidate can't control it. In fact, it would be a violation of Wisconsin election laws to attempt to be involved in it.
But challenger Ed Filone says changing the recusal rules could reduce spending by outside groups.
Independent groups would have to think twice before coming in with a large donation in the midst of a campaign, if it might lead to that judge recusing themselves in a later case where that party brings a motion.
For Ed Filone, his belief that justices should step down when parties in a case have contributed substantial amounts to a campaign could result for him, if he's elected, in having to recuse himself if a case challenging the state's law restricting public union bargaining comes back before the Supreme Court. Filone received more than $50,000 in campaign contributions from unions that want the law overturned. But by the same logic, Justice Rogensack might be asked to recuse herself from the case because supporters of the law, like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, spent money on her campaign. The election is April 2nd. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.